All right, everyone. Yep, we're recording. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Academy. I said I was going to do it, and we are doing it. Oh, look at the sky. We don't have much time. Yeah, we need to start. Now or never. Let's come through this together, only three of us. Are you ready, guys? Do we even have a choice? There's always a choice. Anyway, you don't seem very optimistic. You need to be prepared for anything after I cast the spell. God knows what'll happen next. Thanks for your support, Sam. I feel much better after you said that. I'm sorry if it was maybe a little too honest with you. Premium Nobis! So that's where the real magic happens. I've never seen anything like that before. Why are you just standing there, Grim? I can't do everything by myself. Put all the ingredients that we have here. But be careful. Don't get too close. Sam's so serious. It's so strange to see her like this. Does she feel responsible for what is happening? That must be it. Great. We got everything right. Okay, something must be happening. I'm not sure what it is, but I mean, it is bubbling furiously. Wow, what's that? A dagger? That's not just a dagger. It's the invincible dagger. It's impossible to open the portal without it. I read about it in many books, but I didn't think that it really exists. My whole world is turned upside down. I can't imagine that I'm doing this. Whoa! The dagger concentrates so much mystical energy that my hands are shaking. A perioculus! A perioculus! I always knew that Sam is a very powerful wizard, but when you see it in reality, it hits different. Haley, are you nervous? Not really. I feel like I'm dreaming. I can't believe that it's really happening. Just remember that no matter what, I'll be there for you. And together we'll get through this just as we always do. Go on, don't waste any time. Wait, aren't you coming with us? No. Someone needs to protect the portal and open it again for you to return. Okay, I want you to listen to me very carefully. You have exactly 13 hours. In 13 hours, I'll open the portal again. If you're not back by then, I'll sound the alarm. Take it seriously, okay? Thank you, Sam. You can't even imagine how important this night is for us. And none of this would be possible without you. Come here. Ah, good luck to you both. Together? Together, Grim. So, where are we? I think we've landed in paradise. I can understand why Elijah's brother with Hans decided to give up everything, to spend an eternity here on their own. This place is so beautiful, and the time stream is different here, obviously. Compared with our world, I think that we do have two time streams, running parallel but at different speeds. Let's walk around for a little and look for any sign of life. Good idea. For now, it feels like we're done here. Haley, aren't you hungry? What? Do you think that some plants can be edible here? Well, perhaps we should play it safe. Let's not eat or smell anything. Sounds reasonable enough. Whoa, Grim, look how lovely she is. What are you talking about? Phew, I can't believe it. I think she likes me. How can anybody not like you? Beautiful reaches for beautiful, Haley. Hee hee. I've never seen such a bird before. Her eyes look a little strange. I hope she isn't dangerous. If I have to die, I want it to be for a better reason than because of the little poisonous birdie. And what's that? Is it just me or Haley? There's a kind of cave there right behind you. What? How could we not see it earlier? Let's go, Grim. No time to waste. Are you sure you want to go in there? Are you kidding? There can be no other way. There might be lots of clues. Detective Haley is back to business. I hope there are no surprises apart from the bats. I don't think anyone wants to live in such a place when it's so beautiful outside. At least it's possible to hide from some danger here. Do you think that someone might need it? I don't really know. Everything's possible here. Grim, come here, please. Are you okay? I think I've found something. There are someone's bone particles. Do you think they're human? I don't know, Grim. I don't know. It seems so. Do you think that they're E. Bloom's remains? Haley, let's not jump to conclusions too quickly. It might be, but we don't have any evidence of that. There's nothing to think about, Grim. We broke all the rules of the academy, bothered Samantha, performed this ritual. What's this all about? Samantha is alone in the forest now. Anything can happen to her. I believe she can defend herself better than any of us. In any case, we're stuck on an empty island with a skeleton, and Sam will open the portal in only 10 hours. This is another failure, Grim. Just admit it. And I'm the one who got you into this mess. Shh. You don't know what you're saying, Haley. No, Grim. Please. I'd like to be alone now. Haley, stop. Don't take it personally and don't start having catastrophic thoughts. You put too much pressure on yourself. Grim, just leave me alone with all these catastrophic thoughts, please. She's pretty even when she cries. Can I admire the view all alone at least? I don't want to offend you, but okay, I get it. I'll be waiting right here. It is so difficult to just stand there and watch her. Haley, Haley, I wonder what you're thinking about. Should I get a little closer? She seems better now. Grim, thank God you're here. I'm so sorry if I hurt you. There's nothing to feel sorry about. I've been thinking a lot about everything and about us. And I realized that it wasn't all for nothing. We've been through a lot together, Grim. Together, you and I. And we've gotten really close. And I've never been this close to anyone. I can't imagine my life without you now. I think I love you. I can't remember when I started to feel this way. But very naturally, I had fallen in love with you before I knew it. She loves me, if she's really saying that? Haley, you have no idea how long I've wanted to hear that from you. For me, love was always a human construct, just a fairy tale, a fantasy. But what I feel when I'm with you, it is much deeper than sympathy or admiration. This is called love. If the failure was saving Elijah's brother is the cost of it, then here I am, with no regrets. Haley, you mean so much to me, so did I forget how to speak? The thing is, I love you more than anything in the universe. Shh, all I can think about is the warmth of her skin and the taste of her lips. This is like a dream come true. A perfect place with a perfect girl. And it seems like she doesn't mind if I go all the way. Her ass is so firm and nice to the touch. I could squeeze it forever. Ah. Grim. Yes? I'm in love with you too. You're so beautiful right now, I could look at you for eternity. But it's getting too hot here. I'm afraid we might need to get out of these clothes. You think so? Yeah, here, let me help you. Ah. Trust me. Now, doesn't it feel better to feel a fresh breeze on your skin? Feels nice, you're right. Don't be so shy. Don't be so shy. I know you want to touch them. Wow, her breasts are perfect. I can feel how excited she is based on her heart rate. Like that? I guess. How does that feel? That feels amazing. Come here, baby. Ah, yes. Now kiss me. I don't like when he calls them all baby. I think it's kind of weird. Every part of her body is perfect. She deserves to be worshipped like a goddess of beauty. I've kissed many girls. I never felt like this before. It's like our tongues are meant for each other. The sand feels so nice and warm. I don't even mind it getting it all over me. I think I'll lose the clothes too. You do just that. I was wondering when you would join me. Yeah, that's much better. Wow, you're so fit. Well, you may feast your eyes, my lady, as I go lower. Lower? Where do you think you're going? You'll see. Ah, Grim, you're so naughty. She has such cute panties, but I'm sure she'll look better without them. Wait, Grim, are you going to... Oh, yeah, but if you want, I'll stop. I've been dreaming about this for too long to back out now. Go on. Aye, aye, Captain. This is really happening. I'm so close. This is it. Haley, you are beautiful. Hey, Grim, that's not fair. You took a look, but what am I supposed to look at? Why don't you take your panties off, too? I'd love to, but afterwards... I want to kiss you? So what's stopping you? Come here. Not like that. I want to kiss you there. Oh, will it feel good? Trust me, it will. Oh, wow. Yes, oh yes. If paradise has a taste, here it is. Fish? Do you like it? Yes, oh yes. I've never felt that good before. I want to show you something. What? Let's just call it finger magic. Finger bang bang. Oh wait, what are you doing? Trust me. Oh, that's something. But please, be gentle. Oh, yes, I need to remember that it's your first time. I have to be careful not to make it painful. Oh, wow. You were right. This is magic. Haley, I can't wait any longer. I've been dreaming about this for a long time. Me too, Grim. I'm shaking with anticipation. Are you ready? Yes. Get inside me. Does it feel good? I think so. It also hurts a little bit. It's okay if it hurts the first time. Don't worry. Take your time. I'll start moving when you are ready. I think I am, but do it gently. Like that? Ouch. It hurts. Wait, please, let me adjust. Let me take it out. Whoa. Blood. Hope it's not Chris's blood. How could I forget that she's a virgin? For those of you that wonder what that was, that's a throwback to the first Resident Evil game when they see the blood stain in the dining room. Barry says, I hope that's not Chris's blood. I remember that. It's all right. I just wasn't quite ready. Let's try again. Are you sure? Yeah, I can handle it. All right, here I go. Ah. Oh, yes, it feels good. Really? That's awesome. If you want to start moving, I'm ready. Oh, wow. Do you like that? I love it. It's so big. It feels like it's filling all the space inside me. Oh, wow. Should it even be so big? Should it even be so big? That feels like it would be the title of a romance novel for women. And the woman, you know, she's got this garden, right? She's wearing a gardening outfit. And there's this giant eggplant that she's holding. And the cover just says, should it even be so big? That would be great. I think it would sell a million copies. Don't worry. It's all right. Ah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Are you all right? It looks like you're hurt. I'm not sure. Keep going. Ah. There we are. Look at all the angles. Oh. Ouch. That's not good. Yeah, maybe too big for me. Been there, done that. It's never a good sign when you're having sex. She's like, ow, 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 ow. Okay, well, nope, something's wrong. Back up. No wonder you're so tight there. I have an idea. We can change the position to make it feel better for you. You're so thoughtful. That'd be great. Here, lay on your side. Like that? Oh, wow, one look at her and my heart goes crazy. It's perfect. I need to remember to be gentle. Our little pussy never saw a dick before, and mine is not that small, so it might hurt. Here I come. Ah. Oh, wow. You were right. This feels amazing. Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you like it, sweetie. It's still a little bit too tight for me, but I can work with that. Everyone is tight on their first time. Oh. Ah. Yes. Oh. What if, I mean, oh, can I try to be on the top? Well, sure. I think that's a great idea. Really? I'm so happy I was afraid you're gonna say no. And I really wanted to give it a try. Nonsense. Why would I ever say no to something like this? I want to be with you in every way possible. Plus, this way I get the best view of your picture-perfect body. Ah, stop it, you. You're making me blush. Am I doing it right? Yeah, you're natural at this. Take your time. Get comfortable. Oh, mm-hmm. Seems like you found the best position. Now let me help you. Oh, ah, it feels amazing. Mm-hmm. Here I go. Oh, do you like it? Oh, yes. Just like that. It's so good. It seems like a vagina is starting to adjust to my size. I mean, they do that. I could have never imagined that it feels so good. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I feel amazing, too. You're awesome at this. Oh, I feel amazing, too. I'm going to come soon. Me, too? Should we try it quicker? Like this? Wow. Yes. Keep going. Just like that. Oh. Ah, it feels so good. Everything inside me shivers. I think I'm close, too. That's good. Then we'll finish together. Yeah. Let's do it together. Ah. Okay. So there's all four scenes. Of course, you have all the different little angles. I mean, I'll give you guys that for a minute. There you go. Horny Hermione, well, Haley Ranger. Oh, I need to pull it out before I... No, I want it all. I want it inside me. Wow. Yes. I'm coming too. He's cooming. He's not coming. He's cooming. Like the spice. Oh, yes. I can feel it. Your hot liquids are filling me up. Ah, there's so much. I can't even hold it all inside. Ah, that was amazing, Haley. But aren't you going to get pregnant now? Ah, no, silly. I take birth control pills. Really? Why weren't you a virgin? My doctor told me it's good for my hormones. Oh! In other words, you need to throw that doctor out, but yeah. Grim, thank you. Thank me for what? For being here for me, supporting me, making me feel this way. Oh, come here. I've never felt so good. Never in my life. But damn, if I died right now, I wouldn't mind. Because it feels like it can't get much better than this. I had the time of my life. Nah, I don't want to die. I don't want to lose even a second of this beautiful moment. I wish it could last forever. Just me, Haley, and the sunset on this beach. I think it was too much for us. So many emotions and feelings. An emotional overdose. I don't even remember how we fell asleep after that. Oh, what happened? Did we fall asleep? And where's Haley? I should find her. Haley? Hey, where are you? Haley, this is not funny. Wait, what? Who is that? I thought this island was deserted. Hey, you! Stop right there. Who are you? Are you talking to me? Yeah, have you seen a girl around here? A girl? Nah. Shit, never mind then. Wait, what are you doing here? That's what I want to ask you. Who are you? I'm Ezra Bloom. What? Ezra Bloom? I can't believe my ears. Are you Elijah's brother? Elijah? Do you know Elijah? Did he send you here? Hey, has the cat got your tongue? Grim, who is it? Oh, it's been a long time since I've seen a woman of this beauty. Good morning. I'm Ezra Bloom. The question is, who are you? Oh my god, Ezra Bloom? Am I dreaming? I'm Grim. That's Haley. We've come here for you, Ezra. Look, it's a long story. And where is Hans? Hans? He's resting. But how can you know about Hans? And about everything? What do you know? We found newspaper clippings about the ritual and Hans's death in the academy, and thought that something was wrong. Haley decided to find out what exactly happened, and with you both. We performed the ritual and ended up here. Tell us everything, please. We've come a long way through space and time only to figure everything out. It's not the most exciting story, to tell you the truth. I've been alone my whole life, you know. I've never even had friends. But in one sunny day, I bumped into a stranger. He certainly didn't look like others. I still remember how his snowy hair flew free in the wind, and his white robe shone dazzling in the sun. We got to talking, and I realized it was love at first sight. Just looking at him made my heart pound, and hearing his voice made it soar. Pretty soon, it appeared that this feeling was mutual. I mean, I've been in blue heaven dancing on a pink cloud. Believe me, I know exactly how ridiculous that sounds. But Hans and me, we loved each other so much. It was real, true love. I'm sure that it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But my father hated everything about gays, and he found it disgusting. He didn't just give up on me, he was ready to do anything to prevent our relationship. I've hardly eaten or slept for weeks, just thought and thought. I had to do something. Then I accidentally read about this ritual. I was convinced that the only solution is to run away and start a new life. But Hans was against it. He didn't want to give up everything. He knew that there'd be no going back. I was shocked by his answer. I gave him an ultimatum. I made him choose. It was a manipulation, but it worked. But God knows I didn't want it to be this way. I swear. Shh. Why are you crying? Sorry, all the good and bad memories are hitting me at once. Hans, he chose me. Of course he chose me. We prepared everything and performed this fucking ritual. Happiness was so close, but something went wrong for the first time. We had to open the portal twice. The issue was a magic overload. Hans was staring right at me when his body blew apart. Oh my god. I took his body to the cave. I cared about him for several days and then he started to smell bad. But I still came to Hans to talk to him. He never answered. You guys look worried. Is everything okay? Jesus. Jesus Christ. Sure, we just plunged into the story too much. Ezra, listen. We can help you. In an hour, our friend will open the portal again. We'll take you with us. You can come home to Elijah. Elijah? I haven't seen him in so many years. But what about Hans? I can't leave him here alone. You know what I mean? Then we'll have to take him with us. We should ask him first. Ask him? Is he out of his mind? Anyway, we just have to get to the castle and sort everything out. I might just need to play along with him. Okay, we'll go and ask him. Stay here, okay? I'll come with you. No, Ezra. I want to talk with him in private. Okay then. Come back soon. Oh, Grim, that's terrible. I mean, who would have thought? I didn't expect that at all. My head is definitely going to explode. Are we really going to talk with Bones? Of course not. I just wanted some alone time with you. It's very hard to get over the death of someone special, Grim. I'm speaking from personal experience here. Personal experience? What is she talking about? I can't imagine how much Ezra has been through. And no one could support or help him. That's awful. Anyway, we should help him get home. I can't wait to see the look on Elijah's face when he sees Ezra. Oh my god. What's the matter? Do you realize that I haven't kissed you for several hours? Oh. He. I love you so much, Grim. Everything is just great, Ezra. Hans' remains are here, in the sack. He's glad to go home, that's for sure. Yes, I really hope it is better for all of us. Whoa, what time is it? Samantha should open the portal in 3 minutes. I hope there are no more surprises, Look, the portal's opening. Oh, that's a relief. Samantha's my hero. Alright, is everyone ready? It's time to wrap this up. We checked everything. Nothing's missing. I can't believe it's all coming to an end. We're going home! This is the bathroom, Ezra. Chill out and make yourself at home. Wow, everything changed here. I can't even imagine what he's feeling right now. It must be really weird to return with all that has happened. There's a towel and soap for you. I also put a razor and shaving foam just in case. Maybe you want to do something with your beard. It doesn't look comfortable, Honestly, I'll be glad to get rid of this thing. This fucking beard irritated me all the time, but I couldn't help it. Oh god, I just realized I haven't bathed for years. Good luck to you. Haley, have you called Elijah already? Yep, he promised he'd be here. But he didn't seem happy with that. Alright, he doesn't know who he's about to see. He'll jump for joy when he meets Ezra. Can you believe that we actually solved the mystery of Mr. Bloom? I still can't accept that it's all over. You saved a life, and that was amazing, Haley. Oh, Grim, it was only possible because you helped me. I could hardly face it alone. Haley, you can't even imagine what you did for me. It was the most interesting adventure in my life. It literally brightened up my world. You taught me to rejoice at small things to maintain interest in life and in other people. I'm the one who should be grateful, Haley. Shh. Let's cuddle and not talk for a bit, okay? Your warm breath upon my cheek calms me down. Whoa. Touch. Actual goosebumps. And it feels like my goosebumps are also getting goosebumps, Come here. It feels so great to hold you in my arms and press my lips against yours. I only want you to know that I enjoy each moment we have together. Oh. And I want to remember every single detail of my time with you. Guys, are you here? Elijah, there you are. I dropped everything to come. What happened? If it turns out it's a silly joke or something not really serious, then I'll get mad, I swear to you. If you're busy, it's completely and totally fine. You know, we'll let you get back to. Come on, just show me what you've got to show me. Less talking, more looking. What are we waiting for? Ezra? No way. But how? I can't believe my eyes. That's impossible. How can you be alive? Elijah, brother, I never thought I'd see you again. You've changed so much, I can hardly recognize you, kiddo. Only look at you now, you're so mature. You think you haven't changed? Oh, Grim, I'm so happy for them. You bet, I feel like I've aged 1,000 years older. I didn't see him with the beard, Elijah. You didn't see him with the beard, Elijah. You wouldn't recognize me, that's for sure. I have no fucking idea how you did it, you guys. But I can't even tell you how grateful I am. I'm in your debt. But do not abuse that privilege, that's the rule. Anyway, you must forgive us now. Brother and I haven't seen each other in years, so I think we'd like a little privacy. Let's get something to eat, Ezra. I bet you'd appreciate some good food. And I need you to tell me everything. I can't take not knowing anymore. And Dad, he's gonna have a heart attack when he sees you. Hey man, easy. Let's deal with one thing at a time. So, what are you going to do, Haley? It's Saturday, you silly. We need to get to the meeting in the main hall. Can't it wait? I don't want our adventure to end like that. Me too. But we have to go. What if we win and miss our boat because of staying here? We should go, like, right now. Okay. God, this week is full of meetings. I'm getting tired of them. So who won? We're about to find out. Dear students, congratulations on the successful completion of the first half of the school year. Your friends and relatives are probably waiting for you to go home for Christmas. So everyone is welcome to take a 2-week vacation and visit them. Didn't we celebrate Yule recently? Were you even listening to him? Yule is a magical holiday, and Christmas vacation is for spending it with relatives. Don't interfere with authors listening, please. I'm sure I don't need to remind you that our society keeps magic a closely guarded secret. So stick to the legend of your education, and not a word about what Cordale Academy really is. Remember, after 6 months with us, you're already considered wizards. And the Ministry of Magic severely punishes wizards who violate the rules of the secret existence of the magical world. I hope you heard me and understood the seriousness of the matter. And now, for the organization of the journey home. As of today, there will be trains running from our station. The schedule will be made available to your elders. I hope you have a good time with your families and return safe and sound. See you in 2 weeks. Christmas with Samantha's family. I don't think it will be that festive, but staying here by myself when everyone else leaves will be lonely too. Eh, what to do? No matter what you choose, I'll have a lousy Christmas anyway. I can't wait for these 2 weeks to go by. Oh, I almost forgot. Congratulations to Leonhardt for winning the weekly house competition. It's important to honor our tradition so you can go to Dale. Don't worry, you'll be able to take the train home after you return. The boat is already waiting for anyone who wants to visit Dale one last time this year. Have fun! Wow, that's great! It would be sad to leave without tasting Aki's coffee one last time. You read my thoughts. Let's go to the boat! Yay! Okay, guys, and this is where we're leaving it off. We rescued Ezra, and now we're going to Dale and then Christmas with the family. Which is going to be just lovely. I know it's going to be really fucking... It's going to be a lot of fucking drama in that, guys. Just a shitload of fucking drama. Because you know how the family feels about Grimm. And I don't know if him and Samantha having a fling is going to make it much better. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimm Lord. And we will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lost Academy. So stay tuned.